From Closing Chapter Studios, in collaboration with MTRadio.net and Metal Local Radio, it is time for the Mistresses of Mayhem present Montana Metal, the sexiest broadcast of metal and mayhem in the great state of Montana. Your hostesses include Mistress Oisey, Mistress Ansi, Mistress Mystery, and Mistress Angel, spotlighting your favorite bands from around the state of Montana. This is the Mistresses of Mayhem and Montana Metal.
Smoke is where my That beautiful song you just got done listening to was My Fist Your Face. My Fist Your Face originally was set up by Sean Rocks in 2001. It is a Butte band. Rocks has had many other members playing in and out of his band. Currently, the band is switching and looking for a bassist. So if you're a bassist and you love My Fist Your Face, go give it a try.
My Fist Your Face is a groove metal band. Awesome sounds. They're on Facebook and Reverb Nation and Twitter. Check them out. And like Ansi said, if you're interested in being their bass player, hit them up. My Fist Your Face out of Butte, Montana. Mistress Oisey welcoming you to the show. Thanks for joining us.
And this is Mr. Samsey saying time to get that summer groove on.
And this is Mistress Mystery saying don't sunburn your nipples and sit back, kick back, turn it up, and enjoy the ride.
Woo. Just be careful where you get a sunburn. Sunburn anywhere kind of sucks.
Yeah, it does.
Like on your butt crack.
Oh, that's the worst.
Like I as think bad my as your feet boobs. Were the worst. My
leg, I'd like say the inner thighs.
Or like the backs of your leg or the sections of your body that you never really think about because there's sections that, you know.
Like you have to sit.
And then you're on a floaty and you got your back and your butt in the air and then you can't sit down for 3 days because you burnt your butt.
Yep. And people are
looking at you weird like, hey, will you rub this lotion on my butt? Which normally is not an issue for us. I mean, we just randomly say they're like, sure, why not? Why? They're like, it's okay. It's just for sunburn. You know, because just walk up to random people like, hey, rub some lotion on my butt. Believe it or not, most people will say, sure. There will be a few people that will run.
Test that theory.
We need to test that theory. Go to a bar.
No,
Test it at a bar. Test it at Walmart. I want to see at Walmart exactly how many people Walmart. Would say yes and follow you into the bathroom.
That's creepy.
And somebody else has to be like recording it from afar.
You're like, you're weird. You don't even know this person. For shame. For shame.
Oh, she's going to touch the butt.
Speaking of inappropriate things, we're going to head over to the Great Falls area and listen to some Black Jesus Vomit. The song is Refuse, Resist. It's a Sepultura tribute cover. Members include Robbie Vomit, Wilhelm von Vomit, Joe Doe Vomit, and Steven.
I like Steven. Why does Steven not have a vomit name?
I just like how it's just Steven.
Or like Stefan. And Bob.
Is it Steven or Stefan?
Steven.
They were founded by William von Vomit. That's a stage name, of course. But that'd be awesome if he legally got that change to it. The logo is made by Christoph.
I'm not even going to try that last
Spadzel?
Name.
Spadzel.
Let's just say if we just killed it, we apologize. Sorry.
These guys receive threats. Black Jesus Vomit. Go figure.
It's weird. I mean, I'm probably sure that it's like a couple different categories of people. People really hate the word vomit.
You know, you could.
And black. I'm sure there are multiple hate groups against those. I mean, because the other two words, there's nothing wrong with them.
I don't black Jesus. Vomit.
I don't understand why anyone would have any problem with black or Jesus. The vomit word. I understand being deathly upset about that. Getting those protest signs out. We are so anti-vomit. I mean, I hate vomit myself. I mean, I do.
Ugh. I don't know anybody who vomits
boogers.
Vomit.
I mean, come on, guys.
Ah.
So what you need to do is go to the Christian Coalition Group of Montana.
And be against them.
And post pictures of vomit on their page telling them that you support their...
You support their cause against Black Jesus Vomit because of the word vomit.
And just spam their page with vomit pictures.
And vomit photos everywhere. Like, we support you because of the vomit.
Yes.
It has to be in there because of the vomit because you know that that's their main issue.
The thing that I find funny is you could pronounce it Jesus.
Jesus?
Yeah, like...
No, but it's funny how when you meet people and they have that name and you're like, okay, so are you Jesus, Jesus?
Right, are you Jesus or are you Jesus?
And many Jesus sounds funner, though.
Yeah, Jesus? I like Jesus fansome.
I prefer Juan, but that's just me.
I prefer calling him Bob.
Bob.
Because if you're going to kill someone's name, you just totally outlay destroy it. And it has like 12 syllables. Just cut it down like, your new name is Bob. We've done that to people.
Yes.
Like, this is your new name because I can't pronounce your name. Like, we had our friend Gomez that we could not pronounce his name. And we're like, you know, your name is really confusing and really hard to pronounce. Your name is Gomez. And his name was Gomez.
I remember Gomez.
And he tried to fight it. He did.
He was Gomez forever.
No, he's still Gomez, like 15 years later. Like, hey, Gomez.
And he still answers to it. Mm-hmm. All right. This is Black Jesus Vomit. Refuse, resist on the Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem on Montana Metal. That was some Reclaim the Horizon with Permeate. Members include Jeremiah, Damien, and Josh, and their music can be found on Bandcamp. They're self-described as a 406 metal with a great modern sound. We recently asked Jeremiah what the band has been up to, and this is what he said. All right, we recently asked Jeremiah what the band has been up to, and this is what he said. We have a permanent third member now on bass and are working on performing as a three-piece.
I'm looking definitely forward to that. Reclaim the Horizon out of Stevensville, Montana, which is a little tiny town over near Missoula, Montana, which is a big city.
It's tiny.
It's super tiny.
Super tiny.
So the fact that there's an awesome band, metal band out of there is fantastic. Because it's really tiny. I'm thinking the population's under 100.
Oh, it's got to be under 100.
Which is fantastic. So definitely check out Reclaim the Horizon. Going to head over and listen to some Hibernator out of Butte, Montana with Slam Dick Dunk, formerly known as A Midnight Drive, who we adored so much. So we are really digging Hibernator. You've got Phil, Zachary, Chris, and Brian. They're currently working on new music. They've put on a couple shows, I believe, recently. I have to check out their Facebook page, but I know that they've have videos of them performing new music. It sounds really sick, so we're excited to get our hands on the music, new music. You can visit their website at hibernator.com or on Facebook and keep up to date on all the awesomeness.
Yes, phantasmagoricalness.
All right, this is Hibernator on the Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal.
You say obvious things are pointing out in our relationship.
This is Quincy from Artotis, and you are listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem.
Everything I crave, taking all things precious. Nick. I'm with Unicorn Cannery, and you're listening to Mistresses of Mayhem.
Feel it burning my mind.
Unclean on the Mistresses of Mayhem. That was some Switch Off Safety. Switch Off Safety is out of Great Falls. We love those guys. You've got Luke, Matt, Ron, Paul, and Jeremy. Every time I say Paul and Jeremy together, I just think Ron, Paul, Jeremy, you know. I think porn for some odd reason. I didn't like the order of the way Ron, we have Paul, their names. That just, it makes me laugh each time. They actually have a show coming up pretty soon, July 22nd in Great Falls. All ages show. $5 cover charge with Black Jesus Vomit, At Home in Hell, and Piranha Dog. $5 for just that, all those bands, is actually quite a steal, and that gives you lots of money to buy merch, guys.
Exactly. Go check them out.
So bring Louise $20 and go spend the other $15 on merch or buying the band a few drinks, you know. I hear water is good for them. I'm sure they prefer booze, but water is good for them too.
And absolutely. Switch Off Safety. I got to see them perform up in Great Falls. They have an amazing stage performance. They demand your attention. We were watching them, and I was working the merch booth for Walking Corpse Syndrome, and it got like really dark, and then the stage started flashing and lighting up, and music was playing, and some like intro lyrics were playing and stuff, and it was like really cool because it was announcing their presence. And then the band members came from different areas of the bar because they were out drinking, doing their thing, socializing and stuff, and just slowly took stage, like, you know, like when you go to the big huge shows and each member starts slowly coming in, they start playing their instrument, and they all just started taking their instruments and just going into play, and then they hit that beat and the whole thing just blew up and they went right into the song. And it was super intense. It was amazing to see. It really grabbed my attention. I was like, who the fuck is taking stage? And
it's a good way to promote yourself, though, because it gets people's attention.
Attention, fans. We are taking stage.
Pay attention.
We are awesome. Great. And they are awesome. So definitely check out Switch Off Safety. Well, we're going to head over to the Belgrade area with some Latitude 45.
Members include Hunter, Mike, Garrett, and Chance. These guys are a rock and metal band from Manhattan, Montana, formerly known as MIP. 20 and 13 Zoom Music Awards for Best Metal Band. These guys are fantastic. You got to check them out.
If you ever get a chance to, they put on one hell of a show. We flash back to the first time I actually got a chance to see them, and the band was so good that it was damn near halfway through the song before I noticed the girl spinning, doing rope tricks above them. The band was putting on one hell of a show, and she was up there. I mean, she was good. I mean, but it was like you're watching them, and you're watching them, and next thing you know, you look over and like, how long has she been there? And they're like, she was there from the beginning of the song.
Yeah,
and me and the other mistresses were just like, what? Since when? But that was also the night of the blowjob Ford and stuff like that. And, you know, the reason why we love Missoula.
Yes.
True stories.
Stranded by Choice has a new CD release with Latitude 45. This is Saturday, the 18th at the Pub Station in Billings.
All right, this is Latitude 45 on the Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal.
This is Metal Sanaz, and you guys are listening to the Mistresses of the Mayhem.
That was some Trouble Lewis. They're out of Missoula. We love those guys. That was their song, Born of a Demon. Trouble Lewis has a unique blend of rock and metal, primal influences back from the 80s and 90s, metal and alternative music. They have a high energy. Their lead singer is a female, and we always love the girl power. I mean, who doesn't?
Boobs.
Yay, girl power.
We always cheer for boobs and,
yep.
Yay.
You know, and good singing voices that way, too. I mean, we always love them. And, you know, we're not sexist. We scream for dick, too. It works.
Right?
Mistresses are not picky.
No.
As long as you are 18 and consenting.
Absolutely.
Those are, like, the main parts that we are interested in. Those two.
Yes. Definitely.
Other things are important too, but they're the first two steps, you know.
Well, yeah.
If either one of those are no, then the deal is off.
Yep, it's not going to happen.
Not going to happen.
So we've got some upcoming shows in the Montana area you guys should definitely check out. All right, happening tonight in Missoula, Montana is the Cock and Ball Rock Tour 2016 featuring Dead Horse Trauma and Two Foot Titan and more. That one's happening in Missoula, Montana. So you should definitely get over to Stage 112 right now and check out that show. Hopefully you're already there. On July 8th in Butte, Montana, we've got Walking Corpse Syndrome and 16 Penny. It's going to be at the Butte Depot on a Friday night, all ages, and it's only $10 at the door. So definitely get over and see that show. Walking Corpse Syndrome and 16 Penny always put on an amazing show, and that one's on July 8th in Butte, Montana. And then we also have on July 24th, we have Castle, Disenchanter, and End Ever. We love those boys. They're going to be at the Rail Yard in Billings, Montana on July 24th. So be sure you get over and check out that show. We have Universal Choke Sign, and they're going to be rocking out with Blessed Doom and Loinhammer. On July 23rd. In Missoula, or no, actually, they're going to be in Kalispell, my bad. They're going to be in Kalispell, Montana. It's on July 23rd, $7 at the door, 21 plus with ID. And, of course, we have At Home in Hell performing at Evil Knievel Days on July 22nd in Butte, Montana. The fabulous Miss Wendy's going to be rocking out here in Butte. If you've never been to an Evil Knievel Days, you should come.
Check it out.
Evil Knievel Day never disappoints.
Not for kids. There's earlier in the day, bring your kids and stuff. In the afternoon, it's the evening. It's just a
daredevil kind of
alcohol and craziness.
And as long as your kids are old enough to understand that there is stuff the adults get to do that they really shouldn't do. And
right,
there's a chance they may get flashed by a hippie, you know, a biker chick or a two. You know, I mean, as long as they're understanding kids, they should still be okay.
Right.
You know, nothing else. It's a learning experience for them, right?
Yes. Just teach your kids well, and you'll be fine.
Just remind them that some stuff they may see or, you know, do around the other adults that do, it's not always the best thing for them. Like, see that adult over there whorfing? They drank too much. When you get older and you start to drink, don't drink that much. You'll whorf.
Yep.
And then you look silly in front of your friends.
And strangers.
And you don't look, and then you no longer look strong if you're whorfing in the corner.
And crying and sweating.
And crying and hoping that God will just kill you so you stop throwing up.
Yeah.
That's when you know you drink too much, children. There's a limit.
Yes.
It's a learning lesson.
Drink responsibly.
Drink responsibly.
Irresponsibly. I mean, responsibly. I don't know what
have
I mean.
Have a DD.
Yes,
as long
there
as you have
go.
A DD and you don't, just remember, throwing up sucks.
Yes, sometimes you do need an adult.
And sometimes you do need those nights just to let loose and be really drunk and have that horrible hangover the next day.
Remind yourself, hangover suck.
But you need that release of just letting go of everything.
Mm.
You pay for it for the next 48
videotape
hours.
It so we can watch it too.
But you feel better. You're like, I let a lot of steam off. I feel better. Just do it responsibly-ish.
Don't drink and drive.
No, that's what we're saying. Don't drink and drive.
We don't care who you dry hump on the way over. You know, remember, uniform usually means a bad person dry hump. And most of them don't have a sense of humor.
No.
True.
I'm pretty sure that is like in the clause. For if you become a cop or an officer or somebody that works in the court system, you cannot have a sense of humor while you're on the clock.
No.
They're like, can you shut off your sense of humor and be told a pornographic joke and not even smirk?
Not
good.
Even
you have the job.
All right.
Good
cool.
job. You're hired. Heck, you smirked. You're fired.
Right?
All right. We're going to close out this week's episode of Montana Metal with some Universal Choke Sign. The song is I Give Up. They're out of Missoula, Montana. They were founded in 2005, and we adore these guys. They are freaking awesome. They sound amazing. They sound amazing live and on their CD, and they bring so much energy, and you definitely should go check out one of their live shows. You will not be disappointed. I've seen JJ perform with a hurting back. Hurt his back at work earlier today. Could barely move. He was drinking so much because he was in so much pain, but he did not want to disappoint everybody and cancel. And as soon as he got on the stage, you could see he was in a lot of pain. And then all of a sudden, the smile started coming out and stuff because he started getting that adrenaline rush from the fans going crazy. And he was grooving along and stuff. He paid for it for the next day and stuff. But yeah, they feed off the energy of the fans just like you feed off their energy. So they're amazing live. You
it's
got
a win-win situation that way.
Absolutely.
You got Pierre, Davey, Justin, George, and JJ. Amazing, amazing guys.
We love them.
Buy
all
their new CD. Yes. It's fantastic. The new CD is Murder. Check out the lyrics.
Yeah, read through the inner insert.
Tell us what you find. Yeah, and don't forget that Universal Choke Sign is playing with Blessed Doom and Loinhammer on July 23rd up in Kalispell, Montana. $7, 21 plus ages. For more information, check out their Facebook page. And for all upcoming shows in Montana, check out Montana Metal's Facebook page.
Next week, we have some Arctotis, Engage the Unseen, and 16 Pennies.
Sexy, sexy, sexy.
Very sexy.
So excited.
See what you could look forward to for next week.
Yeah. So definitely.
Oh, my goodness.
Definitely check out all the bands that we play for you each and every week.
Check out our page, of course, the Mistresses of Mayhem.
We have a YouTube. YouTube has not blocked us yet, so definitely check out our page before they do.
Yes.
And our YouTube account.
YouTube, yes, definitely.
There's something you'd like us to YouTube and chat with, look at, you know,
anything.
Go check out. We will go through and, you know, we'll do a shenanigan there.
Right?
Why not?
Mr. Soisey, thank you guys very much for tuning in each and every week. We really hope that you guys are definitely checking out all the Montana metal bands that we get to play for you. And if your band wants to be submitted and you're from the Montana area, email our producer at closingchapter@gmail.com.
Yes, definitely do, because it'll be damn well worth it. This is Mr. Smystery saying, yeah, have a great night, jam out, turn it on, turn it up, and yeah, live life to its fullest.
And this is Mr. Sansi saying, you know what looks good on you? Mistress of Mayhem merch.
Haha.
Get it on our Facebook.
Yes,
on our
go
Facebook.
Get some.
Get it on our website. Well, you can get it through our Facebook, too. You just there's a few more buttons.
Yeah. We want to thank DJ Sun for putting up with us each and every week. He is awesome, and he rocks. And, of course, Sean for letting us play on mtradio.net. Check out his station and all the awesomeness that he does. Thank you guys very much for tuning in. You've been listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal. Simple life, self-destruction and uncouth display.
guess you ain't getting this. I guess you ain't getting this. Well, I guess you ain't getting this.
You have been listening to The Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal. The Mistresses of Mayhem include Mistress Oisey, Mistress Ansi, and Mistress Angel. The Mistresses of Mayhem is recorded in Closing Chapter Studios and is produced by DJ Sun. For more information about the Mistresses of Mayhem, follow them online through Facebook, Twitter, and Reverb Nation, or visit their website, mistressesofmayhem.com.
What is the Foundation for a Sound Solution? The North American Independent Rock Music Association is dedicated to preserving and celebrating independent artists by providing continuous education in the music industry. NAIRMA membership is open to enrollment for those actively engaged in activities related to the creation, performance, production, distribution, or promotion of independently released musical works. NAIRMA also provides several tools to help musicians grow, including classrooms to provide grant funding, and more. Artists involved can also be eligible for the North American Independent Rock Music Association Award, the independent music industry's most prestigious award, presented annually by the North American Independent Rock Music Association and recognizing creative and technical excellence within the genres of rock, hard rock, metal, punk, and hardcore music. For more information, visit NAIRMA.net.